Jerry Pippin. We're in Roswell at the Civic Center, and Stephen Bassett, one of the first people I ran across when we started doing UFO shows again, has been very supportive. Back in those years, earlier on, you were, in fact, you even ran for Congress at one time. So you're interested in politics for sure.
Yeah, politics is what I'm doing. It's the political resolution of this issue.
Well, welcome to the show, Stephen, and let's talk about the X Conference. You're back on for this year. What, September 15th?
Right. We've got X Conference 2007. It's set for September 14, 15, 16, Hilton Gaithersburg, outside of Washington D.C. And then we have already contracted and scheduled X Conference 2008, April 18 through 20 at the Hilton Gaithersburg. Both of these are it's deliberately positioned in those dates to be in the middle of the congressional campaign, the presidential campaigns, which, as you know, are going to be the longest and most expensive in history this year. We've got 10 candidates already formally, debating on both sides. That's 20 and a couple more on the wings that could join at any time. And we're bringing, again, extraordinary group of speakers and panelists, about 20. And heavily advertising
when
in Washington.
When you had the first one here, you had all kinds of media attention and made some news. What do you got planned this time?
Well, the two conferences are called X Conference 2007 Insiders 1 and Insiders 2. We're trying to bring in more people that were inside on this issue, not only witnesses that work for the government, and there are many of those, but also people that were working for the government interacting with this issue, even some people perhaps involved in the disinformation campaigns. This is part of the whole story, the whole history, which we want to find out about and understand. And so we're really trying to get down into the nitty-gritty and bring out the stuff that has so far been difficult to get a handle on. We are, again, bringing in people from out of the country. We've got Nick Pope coming in from the UK to talk about all of the documents and citing reports and government reports the UK has been releasing recently.
Right. He worked the Ministry of Defense at one time.
Now retired. Hoping Nick will be talking about some things he might not have been able to deal with when he was working for MOD. Gilda Berday is coming in from France to talk about France has been doing, the Cometa report, the 4,000 sighting reports that they've put out on the Internet through their space agency. We've got Antonio Huneas talking about the UN as well as being on a panel regarding the Rockefeller Initiative. Stephen Greer will be in. He hasn't been here for 3 years. He'll be talking about his new biography as well as autobiography as well as some of the events and people he has dealt with. We're trying to expand how much we talk about, bring in more names of people as we get closer and closer to the disclosure event, which is, I believe, very close at hand based upon a whole number of things I'm witnessing.
Yeah, I wanted to find out why. You're very positive that something's going to happen. Why? Can you lay that out for me?
The truth embargo that was instituted in 1947 by the government, embargo in the sense that the government made the decision it would not admit formally to the people that there was an ET presence, that it would dodge it, it would deny it, it would, in fact, interfere with the research that citizens were attempting and organizations the citizens created, because for a host of reasons, it did not want this information to be formally accepted. That embargo is simply run its course. It's hanging by a thread. It's extraordinary that they were able to keep it going for 60 years. But right now it's under pressure from emerging witnesses and testimony from insiders. Other governments are putting pressure on the United States. The media it continues to cover it, though it hasn't really broken through to the very top-end media. The ET sightings continue, some of them extraordinary. O'Hare Airport, a mile-wide craft in England. And of course, the public awareness and public opinion about this is now pretty much a majority of the people in the first world nations believe that ETs are here.
And Stephen Bassett, when you talk about that and why these things start unraveling, for lack of a better term, if you're the government trying to keep a wrap on it, here the Walter Haut affidavit is a good example, I think.
Sure.
He passed away. He released something. I've had three people come to me and on these shows one lady from Los Alamos that worked, and she revealed some things, and she had top secret clearance. We've had Jack Trowbridge, who was here yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're witnesses, and I ask them, and they all say, well, it's out now. I'm going to talk about it.
Well, in fact, we're seeing a number of new anonymous accounts coming forward. Now, you don't know to what extent they're disinformation or pure hoax or the real thing. However, I knew that as we get close to disclosure, then there would be a rash of anonymous accounts emerging. There is allegedly a Jesuit who had worked in the Vatican, who was giving interviews anonymously to a reporter in Italy talking about the Vatican's interest and background in this issue. Another person emerged who was involved supposedly in a reverse engineering alien technology that his accounts are turning up in the net. SERPO is a project that suddenly emerges out of nowhere. A lot of reports. What's real, what's not, doesn't matter. I expected that as we got close to disclosure, these kinds of anonymous reports would start happening very, very rapidly, in addition to a lot of deathbed confessions. Julie Schuster, to her great credit, who is the daughter of Walter Haut, went to some effort to get his testimony into an affidavit before his death to be released after his death. We're hoping she can be at the X conference. We're waiting for her commitments and a schedule to be confirmed to speak directly for her father. There are going to be more deathbed confessions, or not confessions, but deathbed testimonies coming forward from other people. It has now been 60 years on Roswell. So the cover-up, no, it's impossible. Let's make it really clear. It is impossible to suppress significant truths for any length of time. The Soviet Union tried to build a nation of lies. They got 73 good years, and it collapsed. The Nazis tried to create a kind of Kabbalistic cult science. It was bogus, and they sustained it for approximately about 15 years, and then the nation was destroyed. It's impossible to do it. The only question is, how long can you get away with it? The U.S. government invested trillions of dollars in the Cold War and in the secret organizations and the infrastructure they created. That's a lot of money. They successfully kept the truth of the ET presence from the people for 60 years. That's just about to end, not only simply because it simply can't go on, but because more and more people within government support ending it. And it's just a question of when enough of those will come together to create a what would amount to a disclosure event or lobby the executive to do this. So the X conference is dealing more and more with this, the inside, the cover-up, the truth embargo, the history, and some people, I think, maybe always want to hear about the next sighting, but more and more people are excited about the political resolution because that is going to bring it directly into their lives. No more speculation about what they are. We know what they are. We know roughly who they are. We know roughly how their craft work. We have built our own versions of that craft. That is real life stuff that I think that the people of this country will become absolutely inflamed about when they learn about it and are going to just be extremely excited to know more.
When you have this conference in the middle of September, you're talking about people coming forward. Lots of people come to your type of conference that really are ready to reveal things or at least are thinking about it.
We're always looking for people that want to go a little further and say more. And we make it quite clear. This conference is literally an advocacy event. It is not simply 300, 400, 500, 600 people, and we certainly hope we have 500 or 600 people come from all over the country and help support this with their presence and their support. It is the only conference that brings the best researchers and witnesses directly to the Capitol, puts them there so that the members of the Congress could send staffers just a few miles up the road to actually watch these presentations and talk to these people if they want to. Members themselves can come. They're all invited. The presidential candidates are all invited. All the political press are invited. We had 90 press passes given out in 2004, about 75 in 2005. We're hoping the press will be there, but we encourage all documentary teams. We had 7 documentary teams to come. They'll have full access to these witnesses. They can, and these researchers. They can interview them at length. They can film anything they want and build up the material that will make the documentaries of the next couple of years, like the documentary Fast Walkers, which has a lot of great exopolitical material in it. And it is now out there and doing fairly well.
And
we may screen it again at the X Conference.
and that
it was mostly filmed. The genesis for that documentary was the X Conference 2005, or four rather. So we would like to see 6, 7, 8 documentary teams there. We have 2 full media rooms set up so they can have very nice accommodations to film in a proper way. I expect that will happen. We will have a vendor room. But most importantly, we need to send a message to the government that, Mr. Congressman, Mrs. Senator, presidential candidate, there's 500-600 people up the street who know more about the ET phenomena than most of the Congress. Why don't you know about it? Do you really want to be a member of the United States Congress or an aspirant to be the most powerful person in the world as president of this country and give the impression that you've never heard about ET phenomena, that you're not aware that the public is polling at 50% and 80% that the government's lying, that you don't know about that and that you don't think the ET presence is an important issue? Do you really want to come across as that oblivious, that out of step, and still claim that you deserve to be placed into power by the American people and paid a salary to run the government? It's simply not acceptable. And this is the role of the X Conference, but it will not have the impact unless we get people there to fill that hotel, to fill that auditorium, so that the press that come will see that this is not some just another conference for a few people to come in and hear another story about flying saucers. This conference is not about lights in the sky. It is about the lies on the ground.
Now, you called on the members of Congress and their staff as a lobbyist at one time.
I've been a lobbyist on this issue, the only registered lobbyist for 11 years.
And when we talk about that, can you speak frankly to them like you just did on the air?
I only speak frankly to them. I go in and I say, there's an extraterrestrial presence. What do you need to know about it? How can we help you? What witnesses would you like to meet? Would you like to meet with Edgar Mitchell?
What kind of reception do you get from these guys? All kinds, I imagine.
Well, no. Nobody has ever ridiculed me.
Oh, really?
Ever in Washington, D.C. in a meeting, whether it was with the media or it was with the press. I've been on a couple of one of those dumb jock shows, shock jock shows, where they make some jokes.
Well, sure.
I'm talking about meeting with press privately. I've had people in Congress show that they clearly are interested but can't act because of the ridicule issue, the ghettoization of the phenomena that the government deliberately conducted. I've had people in government confirm the ET presence. I have a number of colleagues that have had people in government confirm the ET presence, people from high levels of government. I mean, Lord, what more do we have to hear and know? If a foreign government like France or Canada doesn't formally announce through their executive office the presence of ETs accompanied by hours of gun camera footage from their chase planes, a major press figure is going to realize this is the issue of all time and is going to make an aggressive move. One of our very wealthy citizens, the maverick perhaps, like a Mark Cuban or a Paul Allen or a George Soros, are going to say, I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I think I'm going to put $5 or $6 million to support the political resolution of this issue. This could happen at any moment. The people in government that continue to not act on this have to understand that this issue is going to break open, and they will either be in the front of the line bringing the truth to the American people, or they will be in the back of the line with bags over their head looking like fools, liars, and disinformationists, while others receive the legacy of this moment and move the world from a world in which the governments of this planet are not willing to acknowledge the obvious to a world where it has been acknowledged and the full force of human institutions, the church, the research, the universities, the political structures, the think tanks, can be brought to bear on what are we going to do, how are we going to act, what will be our actions. That's the difference between the two worlds, pre-disclosure, post-disclosure. We can no longer afford the luxury of staying in the old paradigm. We're approaching major economic, environmental, political and religious tipping points that could bring chaos to the 21st century. And part of the reason for that is that we are living a big lie. We are trying to pretend that we are the only sentient beings in the universe while other sentient beings are all over our airspace for reasons we don't fully know. That is a big lie. And if history is told as anything, while you can promulgate a big lie, when all is said and done, it destroys you. It destroys your country. It destroys your society. It destroys your legacy and your history. It's simply not something you want to do. Hopefully it'll never happen again in this country. We will learn a final lesson. Whatever the truth is, you tell the people what it is and let them decide what to do about it.
As you can tell, Stephen Bassett is very passionate about the issue, as well as he should be. And you're saying, Stephen, and it's a good point, really, that people that are listening to the show, and anyone else as well, just not my listeners, if they really feel strongly about the government and covering up all of these things, they do all these kind of things to people, this is a good way for the people to be able to say, what can we do about it?
Make a statement. They can go to x-conference.com. They can register right there. They can also phone their registrations in. They can mail their registration in. There's a form right there. And they can send this message, right, to the government.
In other words, you're doing your part to get the media there, and the political players, the congressmen, the senators, whatever. And if they come and there's no one there, it's going to be
sends a clear message, meaning no one cares. People don't care. In other words, let's lie some more. Let's embargo some more because
letting,
American
letting people,
don't
get
care.
Away with it. But if they come and it's a full house and people are engaged, it gets their attention.
The first two X conferences were extraordinary. There is a page on the web x-conference.com website where you can go and read the feedback from the people that attended. It's a pretty astounding list of responses on this conference. I don't know of any conference that had anything quite like it. The people that came understood that when they were there, and it's like the Hilton Hotel, which is 3-star, which books its room at $259 a night, has a $7 million renovated restaurant and lobby, and it looks gorgeous, is allowed me $89 rooms for not only the conference, but for 9 days, meaning from the 10th to the 19th, $89. Two people can come in and share a room at like $48, $49 a night. They can take a few days and go down to the Capitol, go down and look at the Constitution. They can go down and go on the mall and get a sense of this nation, which is still rather important in the world. And so, and the weather is fantastic during September, as it will be in April. I mean, there's not much more I can do to make it easy for people to come to Washington and have an extraordinary event and send a message to government. But if they don't come, they're saying, look, we don't care. Lie some more, because whatever, they may think that by lying some more, things will work out. Well, I don't know how anybody can look at the world situation, look at the government, the American position in the world, our foreign policy, our approval ratings in our even first world nation allies, the mayhem, the violence that's going on, the environmental doom that's coming not only from Al Gore and others, but from reports from our own Department of Defense predicting cataclysmic events.
How can they look at all that and think everything's going on? It's not like what Inhofe says, it doesn't exist. It's there. Everybody else says it's there. This environmental crisis is here. And this is just one of the things
it's one of a lot of things that are solvable. I mean, we have the technology that's sequestered right now in underground facilities in the desert that if we're brought into the public arena would easily deflect a 3 or 4 mile meteoroid that might appear suddenly out of the 98% of the near surround space that's not been surveyed yet with maybe a 2-week notice that would literally annihilate all of civilization. And we have the tech, if we could get it out there in properly positioned, to go and deflect that object, which is why Boyd Bushman gave an interview to David Sirita. He was trying to send a message from the scientists. He's a Lockheed scientist, worked on anti-gravity. He's saying the inside guys know that this tech is being sequestered, and that may end up being a fatal mistake.
Right, and we have the Sirita From Here to Andromeda DVD. They need to go get look at that. We have it for sale. It's an incredible investigative piece.
It's a personal piece. It's partially biographical, but understand that it has only a little bit of the Boyd Bushman footage, the Lockheed retired scientist. He has 2 hours of that footage, which is eventually going to start turning up on CNN and Fox News and elsewhere. But this is another example of somebody coming forward. Mr. Bushman fully knew what he was doing when he used his name and mentioned his Lockheed connection and started talking about anti-gravity and alluding to the fact that it might be ET in origin.
The way I feel about this thing is that there's, like I mentioned, Senator Jim Inhofe and others who are covering up this thing that they know is a real crisis. If they don't know it, then they're so damn simple they just need to check out of civilization.
Well, no. They just need to be embarrassed. Guilty. They need to be embarrassed that they're not in the loop. Why aren't they so important enough that somebody could tip them off and say, you know, Congressman, there is an ET presence, and you probably need to think about that.
But they're guilty of manslaughter if they don't do something. They're guilty of causing people to die for no reason at all.
I hate to use strong language like that. Let's just say that
I tried to drive you out, Stephen.
If when we make decisions, when the government tells us that things are not there when they are there, extraterrestrials, when the government tells us that things that are there, like weapons of mass destruction, when they aren't there, it is true that usually what happens after that is people die. Policies are made that result in the deaths of people unnecessarily because the fundamental premise was exactly bass-ackwards. And frequently the government knows it's bass-ackwards and is telling a definite lie. This is not an allowable and permissible reality in the modern world of this interconnected 200 or so nations in which when one nation makes a mistake, it ripples out and has consequences all the way down the line. If we don't start working together as a collection of nations with sane and common sense global policies, we don't start dealing with the planet as a collective species, I guarantee you nature will see to it that we are punished to the full extent of the natural law. And we're seeing it every single day, and yet we still can't say, look, let's stop the lying, let's stop the secrecy, and get the truth out and deal with it. Well, my God, there is a big truth. The ET presence, where they're flying all over the planet, all over the skies of every nation, and if we can't admit that truth, then there is no truth we can admit to ourselves, and we are doomed to follow the policies of disinformation, and we are doomed to suffer the consequences. And history will later lay the blame to this person and that person who did the worst or did the least, but right now I'm not interested in what history's going to do. I'm interested in what our government's going to do right now. It needs to end the truth embargo now. And every candidate running for president needs to speak to it now. How anybody can have the audacity to say, I want to be the president of the United States, but I wouldn't talk about the extraterrestrial presence, what most of the population thinks is true, because it's too controversial, and by talking about something controversial, I might not get elected. Anyone that thinks that way should immediately remove themselves from the presidential race. They are not qualified to be president. They are not fit to be president. They do not deserve to be president. I don't care what legacies they're looking for. I don't care if they want to be the first black president, the first woman president, the first Hispanic president. That's nice and it's significant, but they don't deserve it if they will not speak to all the issues and put the advice of the spin doctors aside, who are telling them what to say and what not to say and what truths to spin. We're sick of it. The American people want the truth. They want frank, solid discussions of the real issues. And if they don't get it, they should damn well make sure that the people that will not give it to them never see an office in the Congress of this country, never see the inside of the White House. Until we stop electing liars and propagandists who spend billions to fool us, we will suffer the consequences, and this nation will lose its first world status and become a second world nation with a worthless currency, hated by billions of people, and unable to in any way put forward its fundamental rights, its fundamental principles and goals as a model for other peoples to follow. We could become utterly irrelevant in this century, the century that the neocons said would be the American century. We could become non-issue in this century within 20 years. It's time to get off of the pot and start getting into the truth business. It needs to start tomorrow.